Welcome to the Whole Indie Show, your home for your weekly slice of indie goodness.
So it's natural that I ask myself, is this a risk I'm willing to take? And the answer, absolutely.
If you know something about me, you know that I am trying to change the wave of the future.
Jesus, what is a shame? We need to pay for that.
Innocence, once lost, can never be regained. Darkness, once gazed upon, can never be lost. All things truly wicked start from innocence.
Because I want to see you, see me, smash up. Come and play.
What I want is Bryan Danielson's head on a stick.
This is my challenge to everybody on the independence team, and that's to thrive. Thrive to be the best in the world.
With your host, Ashley Richardson.
I knew we'd tear the fucking roof off.
And welcome everybody to a new episode of the Whole Indie Show here on the SS Red Network. And yeah, it's a busy week in terms of what's coming up. So we've got a lot to get through. So let's not waste any more time by talking over for a long period of time. Oh, wait, that's what I am doing, apparently. So I guess the first news we should bring up is the continuing stuff with the WWN Live WWE deal. Because WWN Live officially put out a statement regarding the situation. Not just rumours and speculation, it was an official statement. Which went like this. You've supported us and you deserve answers. You want to know what's going on with WWE and the WWN family. This is the absolute truth. There are no answers. Brilliant, guys. Yes, there is obviously a growing relationship. What direction it will take is unknown. There are rumours and speculation, but the relationship changes and develops almost weekly. This is a road that has never been travelled before. There is no precedent. We don't know what to expect, nor what is possible. All of this means is that anything can happen. There are infinite possibilities. The only sure thing is that this will be a wild, unpredictable and thrilling ride. We'll all find out where this road goes together. There is no telling what will happen next. So basically, nobody knows apart from WWE, probably. And the likelihood of you getting it out of them is slim to none. So, at least it's confirmed that, I guess, something is happening with it. So that's good to see. We'll get into the Sami Zayn stuff in a few minutes. A little bit of New Japan news I did actually miss from last week. They have announced some of the big stuff for their upcoming Power Struggle show on November the 7th. Of course, you've got the tag league going on, the Super Junior Tag Tournament going on at the minute, which will start this week, which we'll get to. And we know that the final will be part of this show. But quite a few other matches have been confirmed as well. So, on it, we've got Hirooki Goto taking on Evil. Takagi Watanabe is going up by the name Evil, as in E-V-I-L. So, a bit weird. But, you know, Takagi returns to New Japan for his first wrestling match, and it should be a good one with Goto, certainly. Toriano teams up with Yoshihashi to face the Bullet Club of Farley and AJ Styles. You've also got a special tag match with Hiroshi Tanahashi teaming up with Kota Ibushi to take on Kazuchika Okada and Kazushi Sakuraba, which is obviously your build-up to Wrestle Kingdom in January. And then your two title matches. The Never Openweight title will be on the line with Tomohiro Ishii defending against Tomoaki Honma. And then The IWGP Intercontinental title will also be on the line with Shinsuke Nakamura, who won it last show, defending against Machine Gun Carl Anderson. That's all set for November the 7th in Osaka. As usual, that will be on New Japan World if you did want to catch it. Now, a little bit of news from 2CW, Squared Circle Wrestling. I don't know if it's the right stuff that people want to hear. So, they put out a statement roughly about a week ago, I'd say, stating this. Quote, a few weeks ago, I got together with some of the crew in 2CW to talk bluntly about the feelings I've been having regarding 2CW running its course and that we should end it now while we have a chance to do it on our own terms. When we began talking, it became fairly obvious that the other guys' feelings, while not all exactly the same, were similar in many ways. Most meaningful was that we love and respect 2CW and the 2CW audience too much, to idly stand by and allow it to drag on past the point of health and vibrancy. At meeting's end, we realised that after 10 years together, we were faced with a tremendous opportunity to graciously step away, united in our feeling of gratitude. So 2CW's hashtag two sets on December the 20th in Syracuse will be 2CW's last show. They continue on, quote, we are thrilled and proud that our final show can be held at the Pastime Athletic Club, which is where 2CW began about 10 years ago. We're also immensely excited about the shows in Binghamton and Watertown, which are coming up in November. These will be our final three shows together. 2CW is done. It's been an incredible journey. We thank everyone over the years for all the love and support that you've shown us. Cheers, Josh and the 2CW crew. So there we go. It is in the books, official by the looks of it, but Squared Circle Wrestling will be departing by the end of the year. Now, there's been some good stuff in 2CW and Stone Cold ET. We've got to keep bringing that up because it's so iconic now, in that it was like. Clearly it was them trying to know where they were going, and it was just very, very strange. Either way, it'll be a shame to see them go, and we'll be covering all the stuff from those last few shows over the next couple of months. Now, see, I have to say some big Shikara news, even though it probably isn't for most people. Shikara. So, we're coming up to the final set of Challenge of the Immortal matches being set ahead of shows in a couple of weeks. And it was scheduled to be a match between some part of the Arcane Horde and some part of Devastation Corporation. Obviously, Arcane Horde is Ultra Mantis' black team and he's injured. Career-ending injury. So, Devastation Corporation were offered a singles match and said no. Then offered a tag match, they said no. Then offered the trios match, because, you know, that's all that was possible. And they said no. So it has to be a 4-on-4 match, despite the fact that Ultra Mantis is out and injured. So, this past Tuesday, I think, no, actually, 19th, so it would be Tuesday. Actually, no, it would be Monday. Take it back. I've lost track of my days. A blog went up on Shikara's site with Ultra Mantis Black stating all this and basically saying, clearly I can't wrestle, so, Director of Fun, Mike Quackenbush, I request that I be granted a replacement to fill in for me. The next day, on the Tuesday. Quack's reply was yes. Now, he didn't appreciate Max Smashmaster wanting a 4-on-4 because knowing that basically it would have been a 4-on-3. So he's giving special dispensation for one night only. There will be another fourth person part of the Arcane Horde. But this is where it takes the twist. So, a special update video went up on Wednesday on Chikara's YouTube page. Set in the woods, you know, the home of the Arcane Horde, but most notably the Batiri of Oberyn and Kodama. And basically, he's sitting there waiting for, I think it's Kodama coming out. But basically, Ultramantis has a gift for the Batiri. They struggle to get into the little box, but they open the box, and you obviously don't see what's in it, because that's the secret. And he gives all these instructions, you know, wait until the sun is up on the horizon on the fourth day. Wait 2 weeks. No, yeah. And then take this thing and put it in that thing over there. And it pans across, and it's a toilet. If you don't know significance, I'll get to it in a minute, because some of you are going, that's funny and stupid. Probably for a reason. So he says basically, put it in, wait 2 weeks, and then flush, and then you will get your wish. Now, the key things, if you don't know Chikara, the Batiri were originally a trio. It wasn't just Oberyn and Kodama. There was a little imp, a little cheeky imp, as I'd call him, by the name of Kobold, whose finishing move was a demon's toilet. They constantly threw toilet paper at him, even when he was a good guy. And I think he was the first victim of the Chokebreaker from Deucalion. He was the first person to be killed. And considering it's a toilet, and considering it's the Batiri, what Batiri wants, I am sort of wondering whether this means we're getting Kobold coming back. I now have to be honest, I am now excited for November the 7th's results to come through in Reading, Pennsylvania. Because something, I'm hoping that is the sign that we're looking for. And Kobold's coming back. There's even, wow, there's lots of things happening at the minute which seems to be indicating that quite a few of the fallen people will be returning. Case in point, Icarus can no longer lift the hammer of the Estonian Thunder Frog. Which is interesting to note, because the Farmer Frog, which ties into a little sort of video that they put at the end of the pay-per-view that they did back at the end of last year. It just ties in, so the fallen people are suddenly re-emerging, so we'll have to see. Does this mean Archibald Peck will be coming sooner rather than later? We will have to see. Anyway, there's your news. We'll get into results now. Starting off with the Dragon Gate Japan stuff from Kobe Sambo Hall, part of the Gate of Victory tour. Yeah, just a couple of things of note here, really. Yamato and Aruki Doi retained their Twin Gate titles against Dragon Kid and Flamita. But then there was also another tag match with Shingo Takagi and Cyber Kong beating Masaki, Mochizuki, and BB Hulk after a TKO after the Hulk seconds threw in the towel. Basically, BB Hulk suffered a bad shoulder injury. And of course, because it's the heels of Shingo and Cyber, they went after it and basically tried to murder him. Being very foul-mouthed about it as well, but Masaki Mochizuki stood up for his friend, which all rolls into the Gate of Destiny show for the 1st of November, so next week. But they have announced the big title matches for that, along with Masaki Mochizuki taking on Shingo Takagi for the Dreamgate title. It's going to be a three-way for the Bravegate belt, with Akira Tozawa defending against Kotoko and Naoki Tanizaki. Naruki Doi and Yamato defend their Twin Gate titles against T-Hawk and Masato Yoshino. And then also the Triangle Gate titles will also be on the line as Chima, Dom Fuji and Gamma take on, I can't remember. It's not the Jimmies. Although they are still going under the Jimmy name at the minute. So it's Jimmy Susumu, Jimmy Nice JKS, and Rio Jimmy Saito. So I guess they're still Jimmies, even though I'm pretty sure they aren't Jimmies anymore. I've lost track of that. So next up, actually one I missed covering last week, Stardom USA. The Japanese talent of Stardom came over for a couple of shows on the US for a US tour. It's worth noting that apparently basically cheerleader Melissa is basically the commissioner of all this stuff. So well played to Melissa on that, I will say. So the first night, I believe, was the Friday, and the second night was on the Sunday, but some pretty big stuff happened with it. So going through the results, the show, it was only five matches, but the show opened with Act Yasukawa, Kyoko Kimura, and Chris Wolfe beating Shayna Baszler, Brittany Wonder, and Datura, with Kimura using a sleeper hold on Brittany Wonder. Mayu Iwatani beat Nicole Savoy with a Dragon Suplex. Hiroya Matsumoto and Kelly Skater beat Kairi Hojo and Kimura when Matsumoto pinned Kimura after a backdrop driver. So then the next one was the interesting one. Cheerleader Melissa had been advertised to wrestle with Santana Garrett against Hudson Envy and Thunder Rosa. Except that didn't happen. Hudson Envy and Thunder Rosa did wrestle, but it wasn't against Santana and Chile de Melissa. It was against Santana Garrett and Melina. Yeah, the former WWE diva Melina came in. She was scheduled to be refereeing the Wonder of Stardom title match in the main event, but instead, she was actually wrestling, and apparently this is Melina's first wrestling match in over 3 years. From what I've heard, did a good job. Melina and Santana getting the win over Hudson Envy and Thunder Rosa, with Santana hitting Rosa with a springboard moonsault. And then the main event for the Wonder of Stardom title, Io Shirai retained, defeating Mia Yim with a moonsault. Then Sunday saw Melina wrestling again, along with a couple of title matches. So quickly going through this. Act Yasukawa, Kyoko Kimura, and Thunder Rosa beat Brittany Wonder, Datura, and Nicole Savoy when Yasukawa pinned Datura. Santana Garrett victorious over Chris Wolfe with a Shining Star Press. Then for the Lady Luck title, Chilly and Dumisla retained over Shayna Baszler to, via submission. So that feud's still going on. Then Kairi Hojo and Melina beat Mia Yim and Hudson Envy, with Hojo hitting Hudson Envy with a diving elbow drop. And the main event for the Goddesses of Stardom tag titles, Io Shirai and Mayu Iwatani retained over Kelly Slater and Hiroyu Matsumoto, with Shirai hitting Slater with a moonsault. If you are interested in any of these matches, all the matches from the events, the last two events, will be available on Click Wrestle, if you want to go and check that out. Sticking with the women's wrestling, another one that I missed. It was ECWA having their second annual Super 8 Chick Fight tournament. So, first up on the show were the quarterfinals. So we had Brittany Blake beat Tara Calloway. Deonna Purrazzo victorious over Miranda Vionnet. Kennedy Brink beat Savannah Evans. Worth noting that Savannah Evans was a last minute replacement here and apparently did a good job. And then Tessa Blanchard, last year's winner, beat Daisa Gilbert via a slingshot suplex. Again, another last-minute replacement here with Gilbert, but again, did pretty good, according to the notes from ECWA that we've got. We had the tag title match and new champions as PCA of Ricky Martinez and Damian Adams with AJ Pan beat the Extreme Rednecks of Chuck and Kyle Payne. And then Bobby Shields retained the Mid-Atlantic title via DQ. Basically issued an open challenge, which Ricky Martinez answered and had a good match, but it was Ricky Martinez delivering a low blow. And the PCA then beat down Bobby Shields because they be heels. So then the semi-finals for the Super 8 tournament happened. Deonna Purrazzo beating Brittany Blake via submission. And Tessa Blanchard beat Kennedy Brink via submission as well. Then, to obviously let the girls rest in time for the final, the ECWA heavyweight title was on the line. And we've got a new champion here as well. Matt Saigon losing to new champion, hybrid if you will, Sean Carr. Got the win. It is worth noting. Basically Saigon tried to be heel and try and get a win at the end. But apparently an unconscious ref, Carr using the belt, a new ref. And then a controversial ending with the pin happening despite Matt Saigon having a foot on the bottom rope as the referee counted three. Oh, that's murky. It's an interesting finish, I will say. And then the final, someone says an upset. Deonna Purrazzo beat Tessa Blanchard via submission. Apparently, basically, the armbar was locked in for minutes before Blanchard eventually tapped out. So, good on Deonna Purrazzo for winning. Congratulations to her. Congratulations to Tessa as well, though. You know, two straight years, you were the champion and then the finalist. She's wrestled as many matches as you can over the last 2 years because she's been in all of them. Okay. She won the first one and lost the second, but getting to the final is still a pretty good achievement when you're champion. You know, trying to retain that title. Pretty good. Now we've got news and results from the South Jersey WrestleFest from Woodbury Heights, New Jersey, from this past Sunday. was actually a pretty big card for the live event. First up, the Dojo War Showcase match with the team of Frankie Picard, Penelope Ford, Dan O'Hare, Trooper Audubon, and George Gatton beating Connor Claxton, Brittany Blake, Kurt Robinson, Blackwater, and Kefka the Quiet. Then in your showcase for ACE, TJ Marconi retained over Astro Morales. I believe they are having another match between them this week as part of a Impact Championship Entertainment, an ACE, ICE sort of super show that's happening this weekend in ACE's usual home. Then, as part of the Valkyrie Women's Showcase, Casey Carlisle retained the title over Nyla the Destroyer. Then, for Vicious Outcast, in the Freeway Dance, Jimmy Nuts beat Andrew Palace and Facade. Then, your CZW contribution was DJ High beating Leo Rush. CCW Showcase itself with Rude Boy Riley, victorious over Carl the Beast. On Point Wrestling, in a No DQ Anything Goes match, brought you Joey Janela beating Jeff Cannonball. Then the other title was on the line for Interspecies Wrestling as Fluffy retained over Kai Katana. NYWC Showcase match had Stockade and Joe Gacy retain over Flawless and Lawless. Then Rockstar Pro Showcase for the RSP title, Ron Mathis retained, beating Nate Wings. And then the Dog Showcase with the Dog title on the line, Dirty Money retained over AR Fox. And then finally, a 30-plus person, interpromotional rumble. And it was George Gatton representing the Dojo Wars, winning, eliminating DJ Hyde to be the sole survivor. So all in all, yeah, I'm sad I didn't cover that. I didn't know about that last week. Never looked in the right places. Because that seems a pretty stacked card and a pretty good showcase of a lot of the stuff happening in the South Jersey area. It will be available soon on DVD. If you want details on that, go to matttremont.com. Well, that's matt-tremont.com, I guess you could say. Or go to Tremont's Twitter at TremontCZW or Double Stomp Vids and the Double Stomp Video Facebook page. There'll be details on how to get access to it there soon. Next, Warriors of Wrestling having their Live Wire show. Actually, I think that WrestleFest was from Sunday, October the 11th. Okay. I thought it was this week, but that seems pretty good anyway. I might as well cover it there. So that was actually from 2 weeks ago. Back to this past week, Warriors of Wrestling had Livewire. So there was a student showcase match with Andrew Jackson beating TK Lufa V. Then Christila beat Juba. Catered victorious over El Muskie. Darius Carter getting the win over Joey Ace. The Perfect Strangers team beat Atkins Bolt and Charlie Levy. Logan Black got the win over Vinny Pacifico. The Society of Ventru of Karloff and Cannon. And yeah, they took on Rude Boy Riley, the champ, and Chris Steele. I guess TJ wasn't able to make it to the show. That went to a double countout, so I guess they were feuding in the crowds and whatever. Then for the tag titles, Hostile Collective retained over Absolutely Latino. And then the No Limits title match for your main event, Bonesaw Jesse Brooks beat the unpredictable Jay George. So she got her revenge and kept the belt. There you go. Pretty good. Next, Smash Wrestling Something Different from last Friday. Show open with 3.0 beating the Goat Brigade with a lung blower combo to Shane Sabre. Courtney Rush got the win over Penelope Ford with a sharpshooter. And apparently is in full cherry bomb hate mode. It's a bit awkward that she's injured then. Frankie the Mobster got the win over Dalton Castle with a sit-out choke bomb. The Kingdom beat the Overdogs with a Hail Mary-assisted pole driver to Sebastian Suave. Brent Banks beat Sonjay Dutt, reversing Sonjay Dutt's splash into the pin. And then your Fourth Gun matches sort of came up afterwards. Tarik and Gulak of the Fourth Gun beat Checkmate after Tarik hit the knee stomp and Gulak got the pin. But then the Hacker, Scotty O'Shea, beat Chuck Taylor with a Control-Alt-Delete, getting a little bit of revenge on Fourth Gun's newest member of Chuck Taylor for screwing him out of the title back at Super Showdown 3. Now some results from the CZW versus IWS Freedom to Fight event. You know, the CZW and the International Wrestling Syndicate sort of super show. Quick results from this. SLI's Benjamin Tull beat Dan O'Hare in the VIP pre-show match. Then the owners of IWS and CZW, PCP Crazy and FM Manny and DJ Hyde, entered the ring and exchanged words. During the exchange, it was revealed that Manny wasn't able to be cleared to compete and would have to choose a replacement to challenge Tremont for the world title. Then a CZW showcase match. Roy Gulak beat Nico Sozio. Sexy Eddie then beat the Black Fist in a gauntlet match. And to note, with Black Dynamite losing in the gauntlet match, that was Black Dynamite's first ever loss in the IWS. DJ Hyde then beat Shane Hawk. Following the match, Hyde called Tremont to the ring and demanded to see Manny's replacement. And Manny revealed Tremont's new challenger was the former IWS champ and alumni of CZW, good old Frankie the Mobster. Tremont, though, successfully retained the title against Frankie. Then Team Tremendous retained the CZW tag titles over Tabernak Team. It's worth noting, though, that Tabernak did pin Team Tremendous, but the senior official for IWS, Bakis, came to the ring and restarted because Dan Barry's foot was on the bottom rope. And after the restart, Team Tremendous got the win and retained. Then for the IWS Canadian title, XS beat Joe Gacy. And then we had the CZW-IWS crazy match. So yeah, the Nation of Intoxication taking on Vampiro, Green Phantom and the Hardcore Ninjas. Unsurprisingly, this ended in a no contest because of how crazy all eight of them are. And ended as well in both locker rooms clearing out and brawling all over the building. But then afterwards, Crazy F and Manny took the microphone, showed his respect for CW as the fans chanted for both promotions to close out the show. So there you go. Pretty sweet. So finally, for this week, Evolve. In terms of results. So we'll start off with Evolve 49 from Queens. Apparently, according to PW Insider, it was an attendance record for the venue, which is pretty impressive if that is true. So we had the four-way with Andrew Everett beating Tony Nese, Matt Cage and Peter Casser. Matt Riddle got the victory in his opening match for Evolve, beating Jonathan Gresham. Chris Dickinson beat Tracy Williams with the trailer hitch. Trevor Lee victorious over Drew Gulak with the God's Last Gift package driver, meaning he goes on to the Evolve title match on the following night. Tony Nese and Caleb Conley then beat Milk Chocolate of Randy Summers and Brandon Watts. Willie Mack got the win over Earl Cooter. Roppongi Vice of Trent Barreto and Rocky Romero beat Timothy Thatcher and TJ Perkins. And then in your I Quit match, it was Johnny Gargano beating Ethan Page using the ring ropes with Gargano Escape. Worth noting here, it was Ethan Page that took the ring ropes himself down. So sort of it was his own downfall. Also worth noting, Ethan Page came out to Triple H's theme. That's brilliant, Ethan. I love you. then Sami Zayn's music hit at the end of the match. And this was then obviously cut off. There is a fan cam version online for people to see. So Zayn comes out and says it was insane being at the show. Addressed Paige and said he was no Kevin Owens. Interesting. Zayn said he missed the fans, indie wrestling, and thanked everyone who supported Evolve. He said there were some new things happening with Evolve and things would be getting bigger and better. That doesn't really say anything. Zayn stated that he's seen Gargano here and there, implying obviously the NXT appearances, and deserves to be Evolve champion. Gargano and Zayn then shook hands while Steamers came down and he thanked the crowd for coming. This does continue on though, when we get to Evolve 50 from Long Island on Sunday. So, show opened with a six-man tag with Alex Mason, Rude Boy Riley and Sonny Kiss beating Mike Orlando, Ace Romero and Jay George. A good showcase of the New York, New Jersey talent there, I will say. Tracy Williams beat TJ Perkins, TJP. Matt Cage then beat Ethan Page, which is an interesting note. There's some stuff to do with that, though, which we'll get to. Peter Casser, victorious over Andrew Everett. Matt Riddle beat Chris Dickinson. Somewhat of an upset, possibly, there. Riddle's unbeaten, 2-0 so far. Drew Gulak, victorious over Willie Mack. The Evolve title match was next. Timothy Thatcher beating Trevor Lee. And then in the main event, Roppongi Vice beat the Premier Athlete Band. So I guess somewhat of revenge for Beretta. So the Sami Zayn stuff here was actually, I believe, during the show, because I don't know how you could hide this. Because during Ethan's match against Cage, he mocked Sami's Ole chant and used his hell of a kick. Afterwards, Sami confronted Paige in the ring and told him he has all the talent in the world but a bad attitude. Paige just walked out the ring and disrespected Sami. Sami then talked about watching Friday's show from backstage and missing Indy, saying he has a hole in his heart from leaving them to go to WWE. He then gave props to the talents in the back and said that they're the ones that will carry Evolve and the Indies to the next level. And like Friday night, teased big things to come with the NXT Evolve deal. This then, however, brought out Timothy Thatcher, who wasn't happy that Zayn said that Gargano was the best on Friday night, the best at performance. And Zayn said he meant what he said, and if Thatcher wanted to be considered the man, he'd have to beat the man. Yeah, that old chestnut. And of course, the man is Gargano. And Thatcher said he'll go up against Gargano when Evolve returns to Florida, and Sami said he looks forward to it, and they shake hands to end the segment. So there you go. It's all looking good. It's all looking good. Which, of course, is very good. It's good. So, that's your results and the news from this past week. When we come back, a whole lot of stuff to preview, which is probably good and also terrifying because there's a lot to go through. So, I'll be back with the final part of this week's Whole Indie Show after this break.
As he walked from the place where the traitor lost both his name and his face, through the halls and the corridors, stinking in blood, he tasted his grin and it tasted good.
Hey, wrestling fans, Do you want a break from the day-to-day ins and outs of the WWE, TNA, and Ring of Honor? Do you like talk radio that pulls no punches? And do you like your sci-fi and fantasy? Well, tune in to the Elite Force Podcast each and every midweek with Chuck W. and each weekend with William Walkie Walker and Mind Wipe. Exclusively on the SMS Radio Network and the Chris Jones Gaming Network. Yeah.
This is going to be fun.
Fan of the SNS Radio Network? Want to keep up with what's going on with all the personalities and radio shows on the SNS Network? Well, let me tell you how. You can check out the Facebook group over at www.facebook.com/groups/SNS Radio Network. On Twitter, follow us at SNS Radio Network. You can follow me, Mr. Money on the Mic, Jeff Jackson, at SNS_JJSexA1. These are just a few ways to keep up with all the happenings going on the SNS Radio Network.
Hey there, listeners of the SNS Radio Network. My wife here. Now, as most of you listeners know, I happen to promote my own albums every now and again, and the latest one is now available. Yes, Dream Sphere. The musical journey that takes you through the realm of fantasy is now available at mindwipestudios.info. 14 tracks plus a couple of bonus tracks, all available for the neat little price of $10 US. $10 US or A. So check it out today. It's got some great tracks, including Witchwood, Dream Sphere, Flights of Dragons, and many, many more. Dreamsphere, available at mindwipestudios.info.
If you trained, say your prayers, and ate your vitamins, then you'll love The Hulkamania Chronicles. Sean Beckerman, host of Beyond the Bell, your pro wrestling nostalgia podcast, breaks down the history and career of the legendary Hall of Famer, the immortal Hulk Hogan. Each edition covers a different era in the history of the Hulkster as we relive our childhood hero. From the beginning of Hulkamania in the mid-80s and the birth of WrestleMania, through the challenging times of the steroid trial, all the way to his jump to WCW and the formation of Hollywood Hogan and the New World Order, and then his return to the WWF leading in to the Hall of Fame. This edition covers it all. You can catch the Hulkamania Chronicles exclusively on Beyond the Bell here on the SNS Radio Network, brother.
Welcome back to the final part of this week's whole indie show, and as per usual, don't know why I need to keep saying it, because you pretty much know every time it's normally results for your second half, everything else for your first half. So, we'll start off results previews. I don't even know what I'm doing. Sorry. It's a bit too early in the morning. No. behind-the-scenes intrigue. I'm having to record this basically Thursday morning just because I was absolutely knackered from Wednesday night because long day with some crazy-ass stuff. Also, I'm having to get used to getting up early because Spectre, damn it. Oh, I'm looking forward to that. Anyway, back to actual wrestling previews. God. So we'll start off with the New Japan stuff. Saturday is their Currican Hall show. It must be Saturday. At Currican Hall. I guess it's very late, early Friday or whatever for US side. Well, no, I think it'd be very early Saturday morning normally. So anyway, the Currican Hall show is happening. As usual, you've got your combination of tag matches for quite a lot of it. But then you have got your Super Junior tag tournament stuff, which I'll get to in a minute. Your non-tournament matches, we've got Captain New Japan, Katsuyori Shibata, Hiroki Goto, and Togi Makabe taking on Jay White, Dave Finley Jr., Shota Tanaka, and Yohei Komatsu. I'm not saying anything, but four experienced guys versus four young boys. Take a pick. Shinsuke Nakamura, Toru Yano, Kazushi Sakuraba, and Yoshihashi will take on Carl Anderson, Doc Gallows, Bad Luck Fale, and Tama Tonga at the Bullet Club. And then Tanahashi, Homma, and Juice Robinson face Kazuchika Okada, Tomohiro Ishii, and Gedo. Considering Juice Robinson is a young boy there, sort of got a feeling he's the one that's going to be losing there. Just saying. Then your four Super Junior Tag Tournament matches. So we've got Jushin Thunder Liger and Tiger Mask 4 taking on Bobby Fish and Kyle O'Reilly. Rocky Romero and Trent Barretta taking on the Bullet Club / NWA mix-up with Kenny Omega and Chase Owens. Ryosuke Taguchi and Mascara Dorada face the Young Bucks of Matt and Nick Jackson. I think their first action since Nick got a kid. And then Matt Sydal and Ricochet will take on the Time Splitters of Kushida and Alex Shelley. As I mentioned last week when all this was announced, the next weekend will be the semi-finals, and then the following weekend on the 7th, your Power Struggle show will be the finals. So that's going on. Also, a quick mention, as I did from last week, 2KW Pro's show this Saturday for $10 on October the 24th. You've got your big title match with John Davis versus a William Black. You know, either it will be a federated champion or a 2KW Pro champion being crowned. Reyes versus AR Fox. The Zoltan taking on EYFBO. Ken Broadway versus Joey Ace. Anthony Silva taking on Anthony Gangon. Stan Styles taking on Sonya Strong. And the High Spot Heroes taking on the Super Savages. Along with whatever that weird video is. So that's all going on. At Dara's Extreme Fitness, 1123 Close Avenue in the Bronx in New York. You know, if you want to check out all the info on that quickly, check out last week's podcast. It's all on there in terms of details, along with a great interview with Matt Ryan as well regarding the thing. So there will be tickets available on the door as well, so feel free to go if you are in the local area. So now we've got FIP. They're doing the two-night six-man showcase. My notes are a complete mess. So I'm just trying to clear them up because it's very confusing. So yeah, FIP have got this sort of very grand special show going on. Let's have a quick look. So yeah, it's October 24th at 9 p.m. from the Orpheum in Ybor City, Florida. And then night two on the Saturday from CrossFit Country, which is 571 Econ Econ Circus, Econ Circuit, I guess, in Oviedo, Florida. They are also available live on iPay-per-view from WWNLive.com. There is a deal where if you get both nights 1 and 2 and you purchase via the live and VOD option, you will get any DGUSA, FIP or Evolve VOD for free. You've got to send purchase confirmations, however, to get that to help at fullimpactpro.com to redeem it. And they've also announced on the Shine Show that all proceeds from these two shows, after costs and no company profit, will be donated to the Wounded Warrior Outdoors charity, which is a great, you know, it's a great charity. So if you are in the area and do want to help out charity, you might as well go, because it's going to be helping them out. And it's a pretty good sort of trios tournament with a difference. It's showcasing 16 different companies with some good names in all the teams, really. So the brackets and everything are arranged like this. As in, basically, we're going from top to... Well, we're going from left to right down the brackets. So match 1 faces match 2, and then the winners of that faces match 3 and 4, vice versa. Hopefully you get that. So we've got Team PWX of Ethan Case, Corey Hollis and John Schuyler taking on Team Tier 1 of Sonny Kiss, Ruboy Riley and the Carnivore Alex Mason. Team FIP, which is a submission squad of Gary J, Evangelistico and Pierre Abernathy, facing... Team Atlanta Wrestling Entertainment of the Hierarchy of Murder 1, Jimmy Rave and Chip Day. Team Viking War Party, which is the American Viking Alexander Rudolph, the Gordiest Viking Frank Wyatt, and the Littlest Viking Jake Parnell, taking on Team Ronin Pro Wrestling, which is Edward Malkin and Tech, comprising of Mike Monroe and Trevor T.C. Reed. Team Outlaw Wrestling of Bull Bronson and the Hooligans of Devin and Mason Cutter face Team IWA Mid-South, which is Reed Bargald Bentley, John Wayne Murdoch, and Trick Davis. And in your other half of the bracket, you've got Team Proven Ground Pro, which is Dirty Jake Durden, and the tag champs for Proven Ground Pro of Team IOU of Nick Iggy and Kerry Orville. They'll be taking on Team ACW, American Combat Wrestling, comprising of Jason Cade, Sideshow, and Jason Falcone. Team Maryland Championship Wrestling of Leo Rush, Ken Dixon, and Joe Keyes will be facing Team World Wrestling Alliance 4 of Odinson, Stitch Osiris, and Black Baron. Team I Believe in Wrestling, comprising of Aaron Epic, Josh Hess, and Rhett Giddens, will take on Team Trans South Wrestling of Chase, Cauliflower Brown, Peter Kassa and Cameron Cade. And then the final match, Team Freelance Wrestling of The Definition, Azias Velasquez, along with the four-star heroes of Marvelous Matt Nix and Big C Chris Castro, will take on Team Inspire Pro, comprising of Davey Vega, Just Steve O'Reno, and Jojo Bravo. So, some pretty recognizable names practically in every single team, so... should be interesting to see. Next, we've got House of Glory Wrestling presenting The Purge, who will be surviving this night. It's the one night where fights and frights and everything will be happening, and basically breaking the rules is encouraged, which is always nice. As ever, it's going to be in Jamaica, New York, at the NYC Arena in Amazora, 9112, 144th place. Doors open for everybody at 6, with a meet and greet going until 8, which is when the bell time rings. I think there will be a few tickets available on the door. General admission to 20 ticket, $20, second row 30 and first row 40. There's going to be special meet and greets featuring RVD, Raven and Just Incredible. There's also going to be a costume contest, with the winner getting $100 and 2 free tickets to the December 11th anniversary show. So scheduled on this one, scheduled to appear, not confirmed in the match yet, Matt Stryker, Cashflow, Hype Man, Mikey Kidd, The Answer to Your Prayers, Ariella Nix, Cashflow's Young Boy, Leroy Green, and Peace of Mind, Deo Monaco. There's also going to be a special memorial battle royal in honor of Vinny the Voice Galindez, featuring Nikki Heat, Big Daddy Cruz, the New York Wrecking Crew, Herbal Affairs, Sonya Strong, Joe Quick, Adam Falcon, and more. A tag team match with Two Click of Josh Glide and TJ Marconi taking on EA James and a mystery partner. Then Good Hank Flanders open challenge to anyone not named Sonya Strong. If Good Hank Flanders wins, he no longer has to wear a dress. Then you've got the DeConcentes House of Horrors match. So DeConcentes of Draconis, the Juggernaut Draconis, the Undead Warrior Bones, and the Beautiful Nightmare Romeo Romano and Panda Beast will be taking on the wrestling Pokemon fanatic Andy Lee Ray, Caveman, and the Falcon Corps of Captain Adam Falcon and Joe Quick. So some 4-on-4 House of Horror stuff there. Then the Monster Mash, which is your four-way eliminator with Dirty Daddy Chris Dickinson, Dan Math, Falabar, and the untouchable Anthony Bowens. Then the Team Grudge Match with Relaxed Rules. So it's not no DQ, but the referee will allow more at his discretion. It's going to be JT Dunn teaming up with Anthony Gangon to take on Ken Broadway and Joey Janela. EYFBO defend their House of Glory World Tag Titles against the Private Party of Mark Quinn and Isaiah Cassidy. Then, for one last time, with the fans being able to choose a stipulation, Smiley defends the House of Glory World Title against the Boss, Brian XL. And then another dream match for Amazing Red as he takes on Rob Van Dam. So, good card there, certainly. Then we've got NYWC's House of Madness, which is happening October 24th at the NYWC Training Academy in Deer Park, New York. On the card here, we've got the Tag Team Grudge Match of Aiden Ball and Justin Ventura of the Academy taking on the Brother Club of TJ Marconi and Braden Knight. Tony Nese will face Tyler Murphy. Papadon will be taking on King Mega. In a dream match, it's going to be Marty Bell taking on Willow Nightingale with Sammy Pickles as the special guest referee. Chainsaw Joe Gacy defends the Fusion title against Matt Justice. And then it's TLC for the tag team titles. Milk Chocolate defending against Flawless and Lawless. Whoever loses not only will not be champions, but will have to break up for 1 year. So somebody's not going to be a tag team. At least in NYWC terms for a bit. We'll have to see. Also this Saturday, On Point Wrestling will be bringing their Masters of the Mat tournament to the OCW Arena inside the Monroe Business Center in Building C, Suite 1 at 1041 Glassboro Road in Williamstown, New Jersey. The doors open at 7:30 with a bell time of 8 p.m. Tickets are $20 for general admission and $25 for your front row. So, in the tournament itself, we have first round matches confirmed of Azrael versus Drew Blood, Tony Deppen taking on Unbreakable Andy, Brute Van Slyke versus The Machine Sam Shields, and Granakuma one-on-one with Too Hot Steve Scott. The semifinals and the finals will also be happening on the night, but there's also going to be a few non-tournament matches. There's going to be a free weigh-in, which is a Lucky 13 staple gun match with Jimmy Lyons, Connor Claxton, and Jeff Cannonball taking part in it. And Bad Boy Joey Janela defends the OPW title against Oz Tyler, who I think is the former champion. Or is a former champion, should I say. I don't know if he was the former champion or a former champion, because I can't remember who was the last champ. I think it was Oz before Joey Janela, so. Matt Tremont is also set to appear for that show as well. Then Sunday, it's busy for Tremont because CZW and WSU are partnering with the Maven Bentley Association to do a all-ages charity event benefiting the Alzheimer's Association in Woodbury Heights Community Center, 741 Helen Avenue in Woodbury Heights, New Jersey. Doors scheduled to open at 3:30 with a 4 p.m. bell time. A donation of only $10 will get you in for this. And to be honest, it doesn't look too bad a card, I will say. So Connor Claxton is scheduled to appear, along with a special appearance from Joel Gertner at the Verge of Sanity table. And then match-wise, we've got Nico Sozio teaming up with his protege, Kurt Robinson, taking on the Dub Boys. Kefka the Quiet versus Latin Dragon. Brittany Blake will be taking on Penelope Ford. Joe Gacy goes one-on-one with Alexander James. Then in a WSU Uncensored Opportunity match, it'll be Ashley America taking on Nyla of a Destroyer. So one of whoever wins, I guess, will get a chance to be part of the November show to try and benefit Cherry Bomb. Then in a Sideshow Pro Funhouse 4-Way, it'll be Trooper Audubon, Dan O'Hare, Black Walker and Xerox going against each other. The BWO Southern State Heavyweight title will be on the line with Frankie Picard defending against Jeff Cannonball, with the special guest referee being George Gatton. There's going to be another On Point Wrestling showcase here as well, with Granakuma, Mark Angel and Tommy Deppen in triple threat action. And then for the world title, in a 2 out of 3 falls match, Matt Tremont will be defending against Connor Claxton. So no wonder he's scheduled to appear. He's actually wrestling. Can you update your notes, CZW, please? That's not. Why is he at the bottom when he's at the top? Whatever. Next up, Beyond Wrestling with the Gratitude Era. Who needs attitude when you can have gratitude? This Sunday at Fet Music. I believe it's a 5 p.m. start time. There is, though, a secret show. If you do have a ticket for the Gratitude Era show already, I see. Everyone that's purchased their tickets prior to Monday will be getting free entry into the secret show. I think it's like $5 or $10 anyway for the secret show at 1 p.m. at the RWA Chop Shop. So, check it out, because sometimes the secret shows are pretty damn good, I will say. In terms of the main card for Beyond Wrestling, though, we have a Sugar Dunkerton Open Challenge, so we'll have to see who he'll be taking on. Team Fireband of Brian Fury, Travis, Air Gordon, Cam Zagami, Anthony Green, and Brick Maidstone will face Team Hardcore Jesus of Anthony Stone, Davey Cash, Chris Pyro, Ace Romero, and Xavier Bell. Then in a TFT 4 tag preview, EYFBO of Mike Drastic and Angel Ortiz will take on John Silver and Rex Lawless. And then in a singles preview for TFT 4, it'll be David Starr going one-on-one with Matthew Palmer. Then in grudge match action, the Crusade for Change of TJ Marconi and Darius Carter will take on Team Tremendous of Dan Barry and Bill Carr. In a David versus Goliath clash, Jonathan Gresham faces Donovan Dijak. In a rematch from American Rana this year, Hot Sauce Tracy Williams will take on AR Fox. In the mix of old school versus new school, the Hit Squad of Dan Mafia Math and Steve Monster Mac will take on the Kingdom of Bennett and Taven, with Maria, of course. For the first time ever, Amazing Red faces Shenron. And the match has been months in the making. JT Dunn one-on-one with Chris Dickinson. Big stuff. Speaking of big, it's Glory by Honor weekend at Ring of Honor Wrestling. Starting off this Friday with the national TV taping for Glory by Honor, I guess, itself, at the Wing Stadium Annex in 3600 Van Wyck Drive in Kalamazoo, Michigan. Doors open at 5:30 with 7 p.m. bell time. Elgin is set to appear on this card, along with Caprice Coleman and the Moose. But not sure who, what combination of matches that is going to be. But in matches we do know, ACH goes one-on-one with Cedric Alexander. Silas Young And Beer City Bruiser will take on the War Machine. Of course, Silas and the Beer Bruiser have got the boys in tow. In a Women of Honor match, it'll be Leah Von Dutch taking on Crazy Mary Dobson. Good to see Leah on that card. That's good to see. Adam Cole versus Dalton Castle once again. Well, considering how good the last one was, I approve. The World Tag Team titles on the line with the Kingdom taking on the Addiction. So I guess that's your rematch. And I'm guessing there's going to be more confusion going on about the masked person. In a rematch from All-Star Extravaganza, the Briscoes will face the All-Night Express. Again, that was a good one, so I wouldn't mind seeing that again. AJ Styles faces Donovan Dijak. And then Jay Lethal defends the TV title against Roderick Strong with the stipulation that the House of Truth is banned from ringside. The following day, Ring of Honor goes to Dayton, Ohio, to the Montgomery County Fairgrounds Coliseum for the second part of the show. There's no word whether this is being taped, but I'd thought it's probably likely. If not, it'll be certainly live eventually on demand on Ring of Honor's site. So on this card, we have the Addiction, Moose and Caprice Coleman all set to be a part of it, but again, not confirmed who it's going to be exactly. In a Women of Honor match, it'll be Ray Lynn taking on Kelly Klein, accompanied by BJ Whitmer. Silas Young and Beer City Bruiser with the boys will take on ANX of Rhett Titus and Kenny King. Adam Cole faces Will Ferreira. In a four-corner survival match, it'll be Adam Page, Cedric Alexander, Dalton Castle, and Cliff Compton. Donovan Dijak will go one-on-one with Michael Elgin. Big tag team match, actually. We'll see the War Machine and the Briscoes go at it. And then your main event is your Champions versus All-Stars match. And it's a pretty big one, as it's Jay Lethal and the Kingdom as your champions, taking on the All-Stars of ACH, Roderick Strong, and AJ Styles. That is a pretty good match, I must say. Blimey. That's enough. And then finally, Shikara. I won't go through the Thursday show again, making a stand, because I went for it last week, and obviously by the time this is up, that show will have already happened. But Friday, Not Without My Daughter at the Logan Square Auditorium in Chicago, Illinois. Very limited general admission tickets will be available on the door, because they're trying to restructure the thing so they can fit as many people in as they are legally able to. So on the card, in non-tournament action, we've got Oleg the Usurper versus the Farmer Frog. The four-way tag team match with Lost Ice Creams, the Throwbacks, AC/DC, and the Punk Rock All-Stars. And a six-person tag with Heidi Lovelace and NRG taking on Blaster McMassive, the Proletariat Boar of Moldova, and Missile Assault Man. And then you challenge the Immortals matches. You got three, which is Juan Francisco de Coronado and Prakash Sabar taking on the Nightmare Warriors. Chuck Taylor and Orange Cassidy facing two of the BDK. Probably, I'm guessing, and I think could be, well, probably Jakob, possibly Soldrant. We'll have to see. And Icarus taking on Eddie Kingston. So, you know, that feud's back. And then also your grand championship will be on the line, Hala Wicked taking on Shenron. Will we see a new champion? Sort of doubt it, but will be nice if it would. That would be a big surprise if it did. And also, because there's only seven matches, expect an encore, because it was Chicago that started it. So the UK fans got screwed. Saturday is off the hook at the arena in Jeffersonville, Indiana, at 1416 Spring Street. In terms of matches here, we've got Farmer Frog taking on Prakash Sabar. AC/DC face Lucas Calhoun and Missile Assault Man. And then the Atomico's match with Hala Wicked, NRG, and Heidi Lovelace taking on Princess Kimberly, Dasha Hatfield, Icarus, and Mr. Touchdown. Then you have four Challenge of the Immortals matches with United Nations taking on Jakob Hammermeyer and Soldier Ant. And some one-on-one action with Chuck Taylor versus Blaster McMassive and Eddie Kingston versus Blind Rage. And also Ophidian and Shenron taking the Gentleman's Club in tag team action. And then finally, for Shikara and for this week's previews, Exit Strategy from Columbus, Ohio at the King Arts Complex, 867 Mount Vernon Avenue. That's a 3 p.m. start time for that one. In terms of the other ones, sorry, because I lost the note. 7:30 bell time for the Friday show in Chicago, 7 p.m. for the Jeffersonville, Indiana show, and then 3 p.m. for the Columbus, Ohio show on the Sunday. Again, there's going to be some limited tickets at the door for general admission. So if you are in the area, you might want to head over there. We'll start off with the tournament stuff, actually. We've got Princess Kimberly facing Jakob Hammermeyer, El Heo de Ice Cream versus Blind Rage, and Smooth Sailing Ashley Remington taking on Oleg the Usurper. And then your non-tournament matches, we've got Dasha Hatfield taking on Ophidian, Eddie Kingston versus Blaster McMassive, Icarus taking on the Proletariat Boar of Moldova, and then the six-person tag with Fire Ant, Mr. Touchdown, Heidi Lovelace taking on Hallowicked, Chuck Taylor, and Eric Cannon. Interesting combination there, but yeah, that's your lot in terms of what's coming up this week. A lot of stuff, actually, which is sort of countered by the fact that there isn't a huge amount next week. Not a great capacity, but you know, that gives me a chance to actually get some rest after somewhat of a crazy month and whatever. You know, it's very rare for indie wrestling to have a break, and it sort of is. It might be the closest thing that we get, because I don't even think Thanksgiving is... there might be some big shows happening Thanksgiving. I haven't looked in my notes. In terms of what I do know is coming next week, obviously we've got some New Japan stuff, some Dragon Gate Japan, some Inspire Pro, just a few things here and there, not too much interspecies wrestling, I think, as well, so have to check that out. And then it will start going crazy again into November as we head into the pre-Thanksgiving rush, if you want to call it that. Check out all the other shows here on the SNS Radio Network. Just go to snsradionetwork.com and you'll find them all there. Check out the Facebook page for the show, which is just search Whole Indie Show. On Twitter, you can find the show's account at @TWIS_podcast. You can find myself at @AshIsMyNameUK. You can email into the show with thoughts or anything on any indie wrestling, whether it's, you know, whether it be results, questions, you know, whether you want to ask me about certain wrestlers, feel free to email them in to wholeindie@snsradionetwork.com, or leave them on the Facebook page, or tweet them at me, and tweet them at the show page, and hopefully we'll respond to them next week if we get any in. If being the key operative word. Also, check out all the archives of the show if you've missed any, especially last week's with the interview with Matt Ryan for the 2KW Pro Show. They can all be found on snsradionetwork.com as well. And if you're listening to us on iTunes and Stitcher, leave us a review, leave us feedback. You know, it'll raise the awareness of the podcast to others, you know, who may want to hear me ramble on about King of Trios. Because I will say, not next week, but in the weeks leading up to Thanksgiving, King of Trios will be covered. I will be getting to that, certainly. I'm looking forward to that. Song of the Night, inspired by a song that was randomly in the Lance Armstrong biopic, The Program. Black Rebel Motorcycle Club's Spread Your Love. So with that being said, this was Ashley, and that has been your weekly slice of indie goodness. Try and cover up the fact that he nearly forgot the catchphrase for the show. Awkward. Bye, everybody.
So wrong.